Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Graffanino. Batting second. The center fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Miguel Olivo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Garland. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jody Jarrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting third. The center fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Shane Spencer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ben Broussard. Batting sixth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brandon Phillips. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Billy Traber. And now, play ball. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Spencer. Graffanino reaches second base with a double. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowand bunts in front of the plate. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Graffanino moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Konerko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Creed hits a fly ball into right field. Jarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lee tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jarrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Blake hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bradley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Olivo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Olivo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Graffanino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Graffanino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rowand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rowand hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Graffanino moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Broussard fields it and throws to second for the out. Graffanino moves to third. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ordonez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Broussard strikes out. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hafner strikes out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball four. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Peralta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lee strikes out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Konerko strikes out. Two outs. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Creed is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Creed takes first base on ball four. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jarrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Jarrett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1. White Sox. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Olivo is 0-for-1 in the game. Olivo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Graffanino is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Graffanino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Broussard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rowand is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rowand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broussard is 0 for 1 in the game. Broussard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hafner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peralta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. Peralta takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. Peralta moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jarrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jarrett hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Creed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Peralta scores. Phillips scores. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Shane Spencer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Rowand. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Bradley moves to third. David Sanders now pitching. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Broussard is 0 for 2 in the game. Broussard takes first base on ball 4. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Konerko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Creed is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Creed hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Miguel Olivo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Olivo is 0 for 2 in the game. Olivo hits a pop-up beyond second. Phillips can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Conurco moves to third. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Graffanino is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Graffanino hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peralta strikes out. 2 outs. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rafael Betancourt now pitching. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rowand is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rowand hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Broussard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Damaso Marte now pitching. Jody Jarrut is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jarrut is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jarrut strikes out. 1 out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blake takes first base on ball 4. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradley strikes out. 2 outs. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Conurco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Conurco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Harris pinch runs for Paul Conurco. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Creed is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Creed bunts towards the mound. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Alex Herrera now pitching. Carl Everett pinch hits for Jose Valentin. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Everett is walked intentionally. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Olivo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Olivo strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Graffanino is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Graffanino hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rowand is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rowand hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spencer. Rowand reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 4 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Graffanino now playing shortstop. Willie Harris now playing second base. Brian Daubach now playing first base. Ben Broussard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Broussard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Broussard hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hafner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Hafner reaches second base with a double. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peralta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hafner trying to get to home. Rowan throws the ball into Olivo who tags Hafner who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Terry Mulholland now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Gerrard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lee strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Harris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harris hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jody Gerrard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gerrard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gerrard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blake strikes out. 1 out. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradley hits a pop-up towards short. Graffanino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Jarrett moves to second. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spencer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Spencer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.